ropes to help shove aside rocks and gravel, cutting through large obstacles with her lightsaber if she had to. At every pocket of air, she stopped to breathe, grateful for every single lungful of oxygen. It was almost completely dark, but very noisy. When the debris itself wasn't groaning and grinding around her, she could hear voices crying for help. Finally, one arm emerged into free air, and then her head. A trio of dusty Evokai grabbed her armpits and began to pull. She shrugged them off and got herself out. At the sight of her lightsaber, they squealed and ran. Axe dusted herself down.
"Now, Striver."
She had emerged in some kind of dormitory, with bunks lining two walls, and the rest crushed under the avalanche. The true extent of the collapse was hard to measure. She could have fallen a dozen levels or just one, judging by the relative poverty she saw around her. However, she guessed that she was a long way from the luxurious upper floors. These were the beds of slaves, not valets. Striver would be farther down, and he would want to go up. His ascent, no doubt, would not be a quiet one. She closed her eyes and tuned out the screams, the settling debris, the occasional blaster shot. She was looking for one particular sound out of the multitude surrounding her. It would be faint, but it would definitely be there. The whine of Striver's jetpack. There! The moment she had it, she swung her lightsaber in a circle around her feet. The floor fell out from under her, and she arrived with perfect poise in the middle of an attempt to rescue a Hutt slave driver's tail from its squashed position under a fallen wall. She ignored everyone involved, crossed to the nearest wall, and slashed an impromptu doorway through that in turn. This led to a torture hall, where indolent or disobedient slaves were publicly punished in order to serve as examples to others. Again, Axe didn't stop to admire the techniques of the Dug in charge. She noted only that many of the screams she had assumed to be caused by the collapse of the building actually emanated from here. Through another wall, and Striver's jetpack was definitely sounding louder, she could also distinguish the dull booming of his assault cannon from the welter of other sounds. Like Axe, he was using the weapons in his arsenal to blast a way through the palace. Where doorways or corridors didn't exist, he wasn't above making his own. Axe skirted the edge of a deep rancor pit. The massive beast snapped and roared at her, enraged by all the commotion. The handlers did their utmost to restrain him, using chains, hooks, and heavy weights, but the rancor's wild natures weren't so easily subdued. The truncated scream of one of the handlers followed Axe as she force-leapt across the enclosure in pursuit of her quarry. The jetpack was close enough now that she could smell its exhaust. Through a junkyard, a cantina, and a Tabana gas containment facility, at last Axe had reached Striver's tail. It was instantly recognizable. His assault cannon had blasted a tunnel diagonally upward through every structure in his way. The series of holes led through walls and floors in a perfectly straight line. At the end of it, Axe could see a glimmer of bright light. The jetpack's fiery wash. Baring her teeth in anticipation, she set off after him. Each leap took her one step higher on the long, ad hoc staircase. The surfaces she landed on were unreliable. Sometimes they crumbled beneath her. Sometimes they slipped, still molten from the heat of the cannon. Sometimes people fired at her, made trigger-happy by the Mandalorian's violent passage. Axe kept her footing and deflected every shot. She didn't stop for anything or anyone. Closer and closer she came to Striver. He didn't look behind him. His attention was focused so